Now, using the structure single value result, what we can show is that this system, such a feedback system, is robust stable if and only if the structure single value of G over all frequencies has to be less than the 1 over the size of the perturbation. In other words, the largest possible delta is equal to 1 over structure singular values of the transformation matrix over all frequencies. Now this can be understood fairly clearly by looking at each frequency. At each frequency, we can think about a G, J omega as a matrix, M. And delta, we can evaluate that corresponding frequency also as a delta M. Then we can see that when this matrix I minus M delta is singular, and then the answer is given by the structure singular value of M. So if we do that for each frequency, we can see that, well, the largest possible structure singular value for all frequency has to be less than 1 over the largest perturbation of delta. In other words, we have stated here that it's the closed loop system is robust stable for all possible perturbations in a structured set, such as the size of delta is less than 1 over beta, if and only if the structure single value of the transmatrix G is less than equal to beta. This is more or less a generalization of the small gain theorem, that is, the gain, more or less the gain of the loop gain has to be less than 1. The delta norm is less than beta, so then the structure single value of G must be less than equal to beta, so that the whole game is less than 1.